Welcome to Parc Jerry in Montreal, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dick Dietz. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gaylord Perry. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Gaylord Perry. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Marv Stale. Batting second. The left fielder, Mac Jones. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Ferry. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Brand. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jack Hyatt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Morton. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Carl Morton. And now, play ball. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds strikes out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground for an out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Giants. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey takes first base on ball four. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Henderson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Marv Stale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is hit by the pitch. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley takes first base on ball four. Staub moves to second. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-1, Expos. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fuentes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz hits a fly ball into center field. Ferry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes takes first base on ball four. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fuentes moves to second. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Fuentes scores. Lanier moves to third. Perry moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Expos. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonds hits a fly ball into center field. Ferry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lanier tags and scores. Perry tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Giants, 3, Expos, 3. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Ferry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Carl Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Stahel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahel is 0-for-1 in the game. Stahel takes first base on ball 4. Wine moves to second. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones is hit by the pitch. Wine moves to third. Stahel moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Expos 3. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McCovey hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Perry, and towards Lanier, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Ferry hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. Two outs. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 0-for-1 in the game. Brand hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Mays. Brand reaches second base with a double. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hyatt hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Expos 3. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 0-for-1 in the game. Dietz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stahel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Fuentes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fuentes. The throw from Hyatt and he is safe. Fuentes steals second. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lanier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fuentes scores. It's 4-3, Giants. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-1 in the game. Perry bunts towards first. Fairley scoops it up and throws to first, with Stahel covering, for the out. Lanier moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bonds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0-for-1 in the game. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 0-for-1 in the game. Morton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bonds. Morton reaches second base with a double. Marv Stahel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Morton moves to third. Marv Stahel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Stahel hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morton tags and scores. Two outs. It's Giants, 4, Expos, 4. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Staub hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Jones moves to third. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Fairley hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Mays. Fairley reaches second base with a double. Jones scores. Staub moves to third. It's 5-4, Expos. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Ferry is walked intentionally. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Brand hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brand fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brand fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Brand. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McCovey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. McCovey reaches second base with a double. Mays moves to third. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson is walked intentionally. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 0-for-2 in the game. Dietz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mays scores. McCovey scores. Henderson moves to third. It's 6-5, Giants. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fuentes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hyatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Expos 5. The Expos will come to bat. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hyatt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0-for-2 in the game. Wine takes first base on ball 4. Carl Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Morton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wine moves to second. Marv Stale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stale is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wine scores. Morton moves to second. It's Giants, 6, Expos, 6. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Morton moves to third. Stale moves to second. Ron Bryant now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Morton scores. Stale moves to third. Jones moves to second. It's 7-6, Expos. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. Stale scores. Jones moves to third. Staub moves to second. It's 8-6, Expos. Frank Lindsay now pitching. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Ferry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jones scores. Staub moves to third. Fairley moves to second. It's 9-6, Expos. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Brand hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lindsay fields it and throws to home to get Staub. Fairley moves to third. Ferry moves to second. Two outs. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hyatt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fairley scores. Ferry scores. Brand moves to third. It's 11-6, Expos. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 11, and the Giants 6. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mason pinch hits for Frank Lindsay. Don Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brand fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bonds hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 3 in the game. Hunt hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fairley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 11, and the Giants 6. The Expos will come to bat. Frank Rehberger now pitching. Carl Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Morton hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Stahel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Stahel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Dietz for a passed ball. Stahel moves to second. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Jones hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stahel moves to third. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Staub strikes out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Dietz for a passed ball. Stahel scores. Jones moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 12-6, Expos. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Ferry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rehberger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 12, and the Giants 6. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. McCovey hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fairley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Ferry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Dietz hits a pop-up towards first. Fairley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 12, and the Giants 6. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Burden now playing first base. Steve Whitaker now playing left field. Bobby Bonds now playing center field. Ken Henderson now playing right fi. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Brand is called out on strikes. One out. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hyatt takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Wine strikes out. 2 outs. Carl Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Morton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bonds. Morton reaches second base with a double. Hyatt goes all the way around to score. It's 13-6, Expos. Marv Stale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stale is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Stale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 13, and the Giants 6. The Giants will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fuentes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lanier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fuentes moves to second. Bob Taylor pinch hits for Frank Rehberger. Bob Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stale fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Fuentes moves to third. 2 outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bonds hits a pop-up towards short. Wine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 13, and the Giants 6. The Expos will come to bat. Mike McCormick now pitching. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Jones hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 14-6, Expos. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Staub hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 3 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Fairley hits a fly ball into center field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Ferry hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Bonds. Ferry reaches second base with a double. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Brand hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ferry scores. It's 15-6, Expos. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Hyatt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 15, and the Giants 6. The Giants will come to bat. Don Hahn now playing center field. Jim Ferry now playing left field. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 4 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stahel fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Steve Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stahel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whitaker moves to second. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Dietz hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Dietz reaches second base with a double. Whitaker scores. Henderson goes all the way around to score. It's 15-8, Expos. Claude Raymond now pitching. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brand fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 15, and San Francisco Giants, 8. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.